Good morning, Vancouver. You're listening to the Suburban Jungle Show live at 101.9 FM. This is Jack Velvet broadcasting live from the Jungle Room right over here on my left.
Hi.
The lovely and talented Coco. How the heck are you?
Oh, good. A little tired, but very good.
Sorry for the late start there, folks, but the traffic conspired against me and got pulled over by the police and three or four body cavity searches later. Here I am.
It's what happens when you're speeding
along. I'm lucky to be alive, basically, after what went on there. If you notice, I'm walking a little funny. It's nothing. It's nothing, really. But, no. No, the traffic was bad, but there were no actual body cavity searches. But you never know, and it makes a funny story. So, where have you been?
Well, it's been another whirlwind tour. I decided to write a book in record time in a week. So I did it.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
And now I realize I need to promote it.
What's the topic?
The topic is how to do everything all at once and drink cocktails.
Very good, very good. So you'd be an expert on that.
Oh, yeah.
And how's young Ruby?
Oh, she's doing fine. She's helping me tremendously, although not in the cocktail drinking region.
She's the head of her preschool class still?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah. She's the center of everything.
Good to hear. Good to hear. You're listening to the Suburban Jungle Show Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10, generally, except in...
Or thereabouts.
Or thereabouts, but traffic dependent. Traffic dependent.
It's a relaxed time here.
It is. It is. It's Vancouver. It's the wet coast of North America, but it's been very dry lately. It's been very nice.
I've been enjoying this sun. Cold snap makes us feel like we're back east.
Yeah, exactly. We got some music for you right now from Tosca off their album JAC, and the track is called Rondo a Capriccio. You can catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Recently redesigned, finally relaunched. The new website is there. Check it out.
Very exciting.
Cool stuff. Swag coming soon.
There's always lots of swag. There'll be any shortage of swag.
Swag coming soon. And who knows, maybe we'll even have some ticket giveaways. See if we can do that, if there's anything, you know, interesting. Stay tuned, folks. Lots more coming your way.
Thank you. French, titled Le Mariage. This poem has been published in 1987. This is how it goes. Thank you.
8:45 in the a.m. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show. That was music there from the Thievery Corporation remixed Herb Alpert classic Lemon Tree. Thunderball did the Mysterious Mr. Sandovar off their album Cinescope. We had Tosca did Rondo Acapriccio off the JAC album.
It's a good mellow way to begin the day.
It is a good mellow way. Much better than that body cavity search on the highway, I gotta tell you.
You want to avoid those.
Yeah, those are nasty. Those are nasty. Cuban state television on Tuesday showed a video of Fidel Castro meeting with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. First images of the ailing leader shown in 3 months now. So what do you think? Is he okay?
I think he's fine.
Is he going to live?
Well, yeah, he's got to.
Are you in touch with him?
He's got a reputation to uphold.
Are you in touch with him?
Hey, we did lunch last week.
Yeah. How do you look?
A bit drawn.
Is he still wearing the tracksuit?
A little under the weather, but...
Still wearing the tracksuit?
I tried to convince him otherwise, but old habits die hard.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So maybe he'll get better.
It's gold lame, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
and
that makes
sense. Sydney Sheldon, who won awards in three careers, Broadway, theater, movies, and television, who at age 50 turned to writing best-selling novels about stalwart women who triumph in a hostile world of ruthless men, has died. He was 89 years old.
I know. Terrible.
He died Tuesday afternoon of complications from pneumonia at the Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California, said Warren Cowan, his publicist. His wife, Alexandra, and daughter, author Mary Sheldon, were also by his side. So they were sorry to see him go. But
it's embarrassing being next to a man like that who's just done everything.
Yeah, I'm sure he had a great life. 89 years old, too. You don't have to feel too bad about it. It wasn't like he was, you know, pulled away from us in his prime, like Saddam, for example.
Wow.
Saddam, plucked away in his prime.
Such a good man, Sheldon.
There you go. There you go. We're going to go back to some music here. Got the Bughouse 5 off their latest album, title track to the album 24 Hour Charlie. You
cool.
can catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Recently revised. So
revised and revived.
Exactly. And more coming soon as well. You can email us during the show, dj@jackvelvet.net. Do our best to get to those. Stay tuned, folks.
Subway around the clock. Just keep on riding, haven't found a way, any way to make it stop. And I feel the weight crushing on, nearly dead with the distrust. Like all the things I once was or might have been, like the rails beneath me rust. Through my veins, I gave up on destinations. It's time to start the ride over again. Try another 911 call, almost beautiful but incomplete. Yeah, feelings on hold again. Turns me to my seat. I'm feeling far too much as a reflection in a 24-hour sun. No smiles, hope or romance to greet me. Just the end of a line, end of a line, end of a line. Thank you. reflection in a 24-hour sun. 24-hour Charlie can hear. It's just a end of a line. Charlie, I'm riding the subway round the clock. Just keep on riding, haven't found no way to make it stop.
Here?
I moved here 2 years ago.
How are the children?
We didn't have any children.
Oh, yes, of course.
How was your prostate operation?
Fine. Good as new. In fact, they is better than ever.
Look, Frank, I know this is awkward, but you're not still obsessed with our relationship, are you?
Obsessed? Who's obsessed? Just because you backed out on the wedding 2 years ago, I've forgotten all about it. It's ancient history, like the Democratic Party.
Frank.
He was in tears, in church, crying like a baby.
Frank, get a hold of yourself.
I had to return 13 Cuisinarts.
That's enough, Frank, really.
I kept the salad shooter, though.
Jane, there you are.
Time. Producers who were involved with the kind of underworld. But then, if you do it, if you accept the money from them, you must be ready for their guns as well.
Available. मालिक ने तुम्हें बड़ी खूबसूरत आंखें दी हैं।
Let me see you making smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Steady, stay. Stay with your man a while.
Back at 101.9 FM CITR, you are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show. And those were the Mighty Diamonds off the Birdman compilation album. And the track was called Lay Lady Lay. Nice, nice version of that one there. I believe that was off the Is It Rolling Bob compilation album originally. It was a whole bunch of Bob Marley or Bob Dylan songs done.
Bob Marley songs.
Done as Bob Marley might have done. Yeah, one of the Bob guys.
Yeah.
One of those Bob fellows. Guy with no arms, no legs, floating in the water. Bob. Him.
Oh, that one?
That guy, yeah.
I thought you meant the other one.
No, not his brother Matt there.
No, because
you know,
he wouldn't
no
be
arms,
part of the
no
Bobs.
Legs, no arms, no legs, lying on your doorstep. Those were bad jokes.
Those
were bad jokes, but don't you miss them?
No.
We heard, before that, we heard Dan the Automator off the Bombay 2 Electric Vindaloo album, Basmati Beatdown. You were wondering about that one. It got you all in the mood for curry and Indian food.
Yeah, I ordered some in.
And I looked, in fact, for that other track I was mentioning, the Inspector J from Delhi, but I couldn't find it. I don't believe I have it with me today.
Next week.
On my iPod, I'll have to reload it, as it were. We heard the Twilight Circus Dub Sound System off the Essential Collection. The track was called Lowell and Nine, and the Skanksters did Pentecost off the Dub Cookery
album. Pentecost.
Yeah. Now, if you had a girlfriend who was, who had a real taste for expensive lingerie,
then I'd make sure I was very rich.
You could get taken to town on the Pentecost.
You're at your prime.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
I am.
It's that winter snap.
A farmer whose cows produced pink milk after eating carrots got them to produce normal colored milk by feeding them white carrots instead. White carrots.
Why wouldn't carrots give him orange milk anyway?
Isn't that a parsnip or something?
Yeah,
Peter Huguez from Jersey in near England, right? Jersey, not New Jersey, added carrots to the cow's diet of grass and hay after the milk turned pink. Mr. Huguez contacted his local vet, who told him to feed them white carrots imported from France. Leave it to the French to have white carrots. According to the Metro, Mr. Huguez said, the cows go mad for carrots. White carrots taste just the same as orange, so the problem problem was solved. No more pink milk.
I still don't know why if you're eating carrots, why wouldn't
why
your milk be orange?
Well, who knows, you know? Dilution would be my guess.
I'll go with that.
One thing led to another. Yeah. Now, you had a bee in your bonnet earlier
about one thing leading to another.
Yes.
Miss Tramp, who I am absolutely disgusted
who?
With.
Who? Which Miss Tramp?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Which one?
Which Tramp?
Oh, this whole everyone's going crazy about Anne Heche and how she's taken off with. She's left her
she's
husband.
A tart.
She, well, in normal life, her philandering will be called being a slut.
Yeah,
but
she's
no,
she's a
gold star,
digger.
So it's all fine. She starts out with Ellen DeGeneres. Then
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah. Well done.
I like Ellen. Ellen's cool.
She's cool, but Annie isn't.
No.
Then she takes off. She marries her husband. Okay, that's nice. Next thing you know, the person that she's working
she's
with.
She's a switch hitter.
She starts sleeping with him. I'm telling you, in normal life, she would be a slut.
She's
Miss Tramp.
Trying to sleep her way to the top there. Trying to do it, but it's not really working because I think her high water mark was with Ellen. She got the most
media attention.
Most media attention has been all downhill ever since then.
Yeah, well.
So she should have never got off the Girly Town Express, if you ask me.
Well, she'll jump sides whichever one is working.
She's not committed. She's not a committed player.
Nah.
Not a committed player at all.
So neither one of us will go out with you, Anne. There.
That's right. So there.
Take
so there,
that.
So there. So stop harassing me. We have music.
Or me.
We have music right now. It's a remix. Remix. Really groovy remix of some Bob Marley. Classic track. Bob Marley.
Bring it on.
One Love. I believe this one's called the Trippy Remix.
Well, let's give it a listen.
You can catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Stay tuned.
Thank you. one for me. Two for you and one, two for me. Three for you and one, two, three for me. Yeah.
What's up, Doc?
One for you.
How about me, boss?
Oh, yeah, one for you.
And me, boss.
One for you.
And me, boss.
One for you.
And me, boss.
And one for you.
And me, boss.
And one for you.
And me, boss.
One for you.
You're certainly kind-hearted.
Rocky's a little too smart for you. Yeah, a little too smart. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One, two, one, two. Oh, my God. Tone Loaf, where's he been? Oh, he's back in the studio. Oh, shit. It's a miracle. Hey, hey, what you gotta do? What you gotta do? Boom, boom. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for me to introduce to you the Grandmaster, the MC, the host from coast to coast, the Grand Wizard, the man, the myth, Tone Smith, whatever it be known as, Tone Loke. Yo, Loco, I want you to rip it up for a man. Tell them what it's all about. Rip it away from all the blood clots and do it for the West Side. I do believe the year was 1966. A young brother was brought up in the mix. And ever since that day was born, like a mother from a baby, he could never be torn. From the neighborhood that taught him so much, how to hustle and chill and survive in the clutch. And if you didn't know, I'm talking about the best side, where the tribe resides on that west side. This ain't best side, but it's like do or die. Contemplating suicide and a ride by homicide. And then it's over. No rabbits for the four-leaf clover. Everything is everything, just mind your business. And when I have the mind, I leave no witness. So when you're walking, aim straight and keep going. The rhymes are coming and the drop is still flowing. Four deep in the G-Ride. G-Ride. Trying to make it to the funky-ass west side. To the funky-ass west side.
Yeah, west side, west side, west side.
possible for this thing to be triggered automatically and at the same time impossible to untrigger?
Mr. President, it is not only possible, it is essential. That is the whole idea of this machine, you know. Deterrence is the art of producing in the mind of the enemy the fear to attack. And so, because of the automated and irrevocable decision-making process which rules out human meddling, the doomsday machine is terrifying. It's simple to understand and completely credible and convincing.
Gee, I wish we had one of them doomsday machines, thank you.
That, of course, was Nico Case off the album The Tigers Have Spoken.
That song is so good.
The track was called Soulful Shade of Blue. Now, I just happened to buy the other day this new Nico Case live in Austin, Texas from the Austin City Limits show.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's a really nice concert. She's got a hell of a voice.
She does. And, it's really rich.
Yeah, a very nice voice. And she looks all right, too. I like her look. She's got a cool look, you know. She's not like, you know, drop-dead gorgeous, but she's a pretty girl. And she's just got this cool, funky thing going on.
It's good. It's not over the top.
Yeah, exactly.
She does her thing, and she does it with flair. Good.
I think she's going to be, she's a fairly big star now, but I think she's going to become an even bigger star. I think her, especially in the U.S., her star is definitely still rising.
Yeah, she hasn't hit her prime yet, but
no.
She's well on her way.
She is well on her way.
The upwards path.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. But there's still a lot of people who would use, you'd say Nico Case, and they go, what? Who?
Well, they're not in the loop.
They're not in the loop. You got to listen to this show, and you'll remain in the loop.
You are the loop.
We heard some Tone Loc in there off the Best of Tone Loc Funky West Side. That was off the Birdman compilation. And apparently it's the Birdman's birthday, too. So happy birthday, belated happy birthday wishes to the Birdman. That's from the Americano Pals in the City of Subdued Excitement. And that was an email request, and we'll be getting on a track for the Birdman in a moment, too. We also heard some Bob Marley remixed off the Dreams of Freedom compilation, One Love Trippy remix, and the Mighty Diamonds, again off the Birdman compilation, Lay Lady Lay, nice reggae version of the Bob Marley classic.
Just to change it up a little.
Of the Bob Dylan classic.
Bob Dylan, Bob Marley.
Getting them mixed up again. Bob,
I can see why. They look
Bob,
so much alike.
Is your name not Bob? Do you mind if we call you Bob to keep it clear? Hello, Bruce. A Chinese man had to have his contact lenses surgically removed after he didn't take them out for a year.
That's gross.
Liu, 40, started to wear contact lenses a year ago and never took them out because he found it difficult.
Easier getting them surgically removed.
I only have some eye drops for when they feel uncomfortable, he told the Chutian City News. And I read more of this article, and it said that not only did he keep them in for a year, but he then put a second pair over them. Over the first pair, he ended up with two or three stacked on top of each other.
Isn't there a basic intelligence test that you have to pass before you get certain technological tools?
Apparently, they missed that one with him. And
did he end up all right?
I think he's okay now, but he's
poor soul. Yeah. I do feel badly for him, even though he was stupid.
What a maroon! A German woman has been stripped of child support payments from her ex-husband because of a sperm donor mix-up. This is classic.
Uh-oh.
The doctor at the fertility clinic she used to help her conceive had apparently mixed up her husband's sperm with that of another donor.
Oh, no.
The mistake was only discovered when the boy needed a blood test, and doctors said it was not possible the man could be his natural father. Munich District Court heard how the man had lovingly cared for the boy for years before the mistake was discovered, and then, you're out! No, I don't know what happened, but,
Well, son, we have some news.
We have some bad news. There was a mix-up. There were two trucks on the way to the sperm bank, and it was an accident, and the bottles got spun around, and what do you know, but you're not our son at all. Here,
but that's all right.
Meet your new father, Bruno. He has a violent temper, but over time, you'll learn to, grudgingly respect him.
Life.
Stay tuned, folks. More music coming your way. Catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. And I promised a request going out to the Birdman from the Americano Pals. This is some James Brown. Night Train, classic track. Stay tuned.
Thank you. I get up, and nothing ever gets me down. You got a tough, huh, I've seen the toughest around. And I know, baby, just how you feel. You gotta roll with the punches to get what's real. Oh, can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump.
Jump.
Might as well jump.
Jump.
Go ahead, jump.
Jump.
Go ahead and jump.
Jump.
Hey, babe, how you been? You say you don't know until you begin. And can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump.
Jump.
You might as well jump.
Jump.
Go ahead, jump.
Jump.
Go ahead and just jump.
Jump.
Knock yourself out. Standing here, I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump.
Jump.
Might as well jump.
Jump.
Go ahead, jump. Jump, baby.
Jump.
Come on, jump.
Jump.
Might as well jump.
Jump.
Go ahead, knock yourself out.
Jump.
Go ahead and jump.
Jump.
Come on and jump.
Jump.
Doctor?
Yeah?
How did Lucy die?
What?
Was she in great pain?
Yeah, she was in great pain. Then we cut off her head and drove a stake through her heart and burned it, and then she found peace.
Doctor!
Standing in the crowds, lost out in the street, loving the chaos with my heart down at my feet, taking every step like it's my very last, looking round the corners, searching through the glass. Falling on my tongue, hanging on your words, cherish everyone, can't bring you back, no matter. driving in my car just to drive away. Hear the tires spin round and round again. All these memories still come to haunt me. Ooh, they haunt me. The city's sleeping across the river.
Is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets.
Daddy took an old guitar and sang.
Back at 101.9 FM CITR. That was music, of course, Neil Young off the Prairie Wind album Far From Home. Nancy Sinatra before that did Burning Down the Spark, the off the self-titled Nancy Sinatra album. Came out a couple of years ago, produced, I believe, by Jack White. Paul Anka before that did Jump. How'd you like that version, huh, Coco?
Well, it's definitely mellow.
Comment avez-vous aimé ça, Coco?
Ooh, trop bien, monsieur.
It was a pretty funny one.
Well, you can hear all the words, number one.
I like the guys in the background going, jump!
Jump, baby, jump.
James Brown, Night Train. Off the best of James Brown. That was going out to the Birdman in honor of his big birthday. Don't know what it is. Don't know what number, but it's got to be big.
It's big and beautiful.
It's got to be, and there you go. That was it for music. You can catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Newly revamped there, and The Police will kick off their reunion in style with an opening performance at the 2007 Grammy Awards February 11th. You know they're here in town.
Yeah, they're rehearsing
they're just right across the water. North Shore Studios there.
Yeah, the Lionsgate Studios.
I was listening to Rock 101 the other day, and some guy was saying that, like, he's quit his job to hang out at North Shore Studios and meet them.
Well, somebody's got to be their groupie, and he has decided to front the issue.
What do you think about that?
That he must have had a very good job and have a lot of savings that he can afford to do that.
Seems kind of stupid to me. You must have manure for your brains, mister.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if it makes him happy. Hey, yeah, just hang around, listen to live tunes all day. Of course, you know, his career is going to be finished as soon as they finish rehearsing.
Yeah.
So they have to move on to being a new groupie somewhere else.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind maybe seeing The Police. I saw him a couple of times in the 80s. Saw a big concert at the Big O in Montreal. With they had Peter Tosh was one of the backup bands.
Oh, yeah.
Talking Heads.
I think there may have been a
fourth band as well. But it was definitely Talking Heads, Peter Tosh, and The Police.
Big show. It's been 30 years since Roxanne came out.
No way.
Oh, yeah. They're supposed to be launching
that. Well, that was 79, right? 79.
So it's
not quite 30 years.
Well.
28.
Hey,
you're pretty close.
Give or take.
You're a language student, not a math student. Is that correct?
Don't blow my cover.
Don't do it. Don't do it. We're going to go back to music right now, and coming soon, the Velvet Pussycat weather update, world's only weather predicting cat. Stay tuned, and coming up at 10 a.m., Robbie Robot shall be on the airwaves. Right now, music from Hexstatic off their album Master View.
Explorer. Explorer. Vanguard. Explorer. Vanguard. Automation. Telemetry. Astrophysics. Astrophysics. Jets. Jets. Cyclotrons. Cyclotrons. Computers. Cyclotrons. Computers. Computers.
An experience, an adventure into the cosmic unknown. A realm of new sights, new sounds, new sensations. Hear them now.
Explorer. Vanguard. Vanguard. Automation. Telemetry. Astrophysics. Jets. Jets. Cyclotrons. Computers. Computers.
Program computers to play music.
Astrophysics. Astrophysics. Jets. Jets. Cyclotrons. Computers. Computers. First one they forgot.
Hello?
Mind begins to blur. Speech begins to slur. Complexion turns to gray. Desire fades away. Days.
9:58 in the AM. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show live here at 101.9. That was music from Defaz off their album Natural Fake. The track is called Astrude Astronet. And Hextatic did Telemetron just before that on that short musical set. And it's just about time to sign off here, Coco.
Yes, and cruise on out to the rest of the day. We wish all of you a really good, easy day.
Yes, easy. Make it easy. Keep it chilling. And you can always catch this show at www.jackvelvet.net. Going to leave you here with some vintage disco cheese.
Disco cheese.
Stay tuned, folks. Lots more coming your way on the next show. Thanks for listening. Back next week.
See you. Bye. Bye.